Blog Talk Radio. Welcome.
Hi.
Line muted.
Sorry, Earth. We welcome everyone. We thank you guys for coming in. Call your friends, your family, your neighbors, your relatives. Let them know that Sorry, Earth is on. And that we come on at 3 p.m. California time, 5 p.m. Texas time. So we just thank everybody for coming. We thank you guys for showing up. And we welcome you to Salt of the Earth. We have a powerful message today. So if you have some prayer requests that you guys want answered, go ahead and think about them. Some prayer requests that you might have on your mind for you or your family members and your friends, or just maybe you personally. You don't have to be, you know, for anybody, you know, in particular. So today we have a powerful message that we want to share with you guys, and that this message will take you guys throughout your days. So we just thank you guys for coming in to Salt of the Earth. And your host, Alexandra, will be with you in a couple of minutes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing us. It's another beautiful, blessed day. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, yeah. Don't forget to join us every Friday. Friday at 3 p.m. My soul.
When you become
we thank
a believer,
you, Jesus. We thank you for another beautiful birthday.
Your spirit is made right.
We thank you,
sometimes,
Lord. We welcome everybody.
Soul doesn't get the notice.
The earth.
It has
thank
a hole
you,
in it.
For another beautiful
due to
birthday.
Things that happened in the past.
Amen.
Hurt,
thank you,
abuse,
Lord.
Molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the
line unmuted.
And remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
God, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Let the Lord know. Just say, oh. themselves in prayer. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome, 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 beloveds, and welcome to the Salt of the Earth. I am your host, Alexandra Cole, and I'm joined by my co-host, Pastor Paige and Kendra Cole. So come on in, get comfortable, and get ready for a blessing and some spiritual breakthroughs today. Amen. We want to thank you for joining us today, so let's get to it. My Lord and Savior put this on my heart to pray with and pray for the masses over this COVID-19 virus. And it's getting us ready for some heavy-duty stuff coming our way. So this is a chance to slow down and get things organized and orderly with the Lord. This prayer line started as a result of the Holy Spirit telling me this virus is our enemy and we need to be putting on our spiritual armor and getting back to the Bible, the Word. So let's pray together and stay together. Hallelujah. In the name of the Word of God. And let's stand on His promises and pray our way through this pandemic as one. Lord Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We come before your presence and ask for forgiveness for anything we've said or done, not in your will or your way. We repent and we position ourselves for prayers, breakthroughs, blessings, and healings today. We come before your presence with the sweet aroma of prayer, and we ask that you hear and accept these prayers as a sweet offering before you to heal the land. Amen. Amen. So thank you guys for...
Line muted.
Amen. So I know that you should have got the text. Amen. That we're going to be doing some heavy-duty praying today. So I'm asking that you be in the right frame of mind, ready to be in agreement and accept your blessing today, your freedom from bondage, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to see some things moving in your life today, because today this prayer line is not for the weak. So if you feel that these prayers are offensive, and they are not geared to anything negative, I promise you, I don't deliver anything but the Word of God, but they're going to be pretty heavy. So if they get too heavy for you, all I can tell you is pray, and then you may want to leave the line. But if you are ready to see a breakthrough in your life, you are on the right line today. So we're going to go ahead, and we're going to go ahead and get to it. And our topic today is getting to the root of a problem. Amen. dealing with the root. So when I deal with the issue in my life, I look for ways to solve it. But should this issue persist and continue to show up in my life, it can look like a problem. When I want to solve a problem that keeps popping back up, I get to the root of the problem. For example, I had a blackhead on my forehead, and it was a big old blackhead, and it was ready to pop. So I squeezed it, and the pus came out, and so I felt that, you know, once I got the pus out, that it was over with, right? Wrong. 3 to 4 weeks later, I woke up one morning and looked in the mirror, and that blackhead was back bigger than ever, sitting proudly right on my forehead. And I was saying, now, I had finalized that problem, but evidently not. So how am I going to deal with this again? I had to do something different to solve the problem. I have to get to the root of it. Amen. So in life, we may have small issues or hiccups, as I call them, that snowballs and turns into something bigger. How do we handle it? First, we'll try to fix it ourselves. Then we may get advice from family or friends, or just maybe ignore it and hope it goes away. The root. Let's see what Jesus says about the root. Amen.
Luke 8:13. They on the rock, are they? Which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, which for a while believed, and in time of temptation fell away. Luke 17:6. And the Lord said, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you.
Amen. So if we want to see change in a situation that we're dealing with, we have to make a change by dealing with it. And sometimes we have to get to the root of that problem. Amen? So right now, I want you to get ready because we are about to go into prayer. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
one of y'all,
hallelujah. This is your prayer warrior, Alexandra. I'm asking that you be on this line with us. I'm asking you to bring the thunder. Hallelujah. We're asking you to bring down your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we are asking for change today. We're asking for yokes to be broken. We are asking for answered prayers. Hallelujah. We are asking for you to go into the situation and change it. We are pulling up by the root. Hallelujah. And replacing it with the word of God, the blood of Jesus. Amen. So here we go. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, listen to me. I am the ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am the apple of God's eye, the captain of the Lord's army. Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself is my brother. He is the lily of the valley, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Rose of Sharon, the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and Omega, the captain of our salvation, the eternal rock of ages, the mighty man of war, and greatest lion of the tribe of Judah. I am a hammer. The anointing of God is upon me. Amen. So these prayers here that we're going to go over right now, amen, the fight we engage in with Satan is not a physical one, but their manifestations are real and physical. You have to fight this battle for yourself, as nobody will fight the battle for you. People can only intercede for you, but you have to fight the main battle. Let the weak say, I am strong. Joel 3:9-10. To be a lukewarm Christian is very dangerous. Satan can harm a lukewarm Christian because he is not under the protective power of Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:14-22. So warning, if you are living in sin, be careful about these prayers, because sin is an enmity with God and friendship with Satan. You cannot fight Satan and his demons while you are still their servant. Holiness and righteousness are strong protection over the life of a child of God. Put on the whole armor, including the breastplate of righteousness. 2 Corinthians 6:7. Amen. First of all, know that you want to pray and that you are ready for prayer. And this is a spiritual warfare. Amen. No weapon that is formed against us, these shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Isaiah 54:17. So do not kneel down while these prayers are in session. Stand up and charge yourself like a warrior. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to start off first with the protection scriptures. Amen. Amen. My family and I are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ and everyone on this line. We will not have any spiritual or physical attacks. I command the Holy Ghost fire to consume all the demons and agents of Satan that were assigned to attack me or anyone on this line. After praying these prayers, in Jesus' name, amen. Isaiah 54:17, it is written, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their
line unmuted.
Isaiah 59:19, it is written, when the enemy shall come like a
line muted,
shall lift up a standard against them. Amen. Psalms 34:7. It is written, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. Amen. Father, I destroy every spiritual or physical weapon formed against me and everyone on the line. I command every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for the Holy Ghost, whom you have sent to lift up a standard against all the powers of darkness that come against us and everyone on the line. In Jesus' name, amen. Almighty Father, send your angels to encamp around and about us. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, I root out and pull down, destroy, and throw down every controlling force of Satan that is against me and all on the line, and all the powers hindering my progress. I build and progress in all aspects today, in Jesus' name. It is written, and I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. Heavenly Father, please deliver us out of the hand of the wicked and redeem us out of the land of the terrible. In Jesus' name, amen. It is written, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Heavenly Father, hear our cry and deliver us out of all our troubles. In Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful bulldozing name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I recognize your presence in this place. I also recognize the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God Almighty, I praise you. I worship you. I give you all the glory and honor. I exalt your holy name. You are magnified above all in Jesus' name. I call the fullness of your presence into this place. Father, be glorified as I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, the Holy Ghost, please join me in this spiritual battle against all the powers of darkness. Pray victorious hallelujah, prayers, and lead me in the way that I should pray. I commit this battle into your care. Holy Ghost, I beseech you to accept leadership of this battle and to use me to cause terrible havoc in
line unmuted.
I pray you to destroy every destructible force and to guide and protect us during and after this battle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the awesome, powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Almighty God, I command your army of angels to
line muted.
Fight this battle for me in Jesus' name. I release the angels of worship, angels of war, and all ministering angels that God has given to me. Take your position against all the powers of darkness. Destroy without mercy all the controlling forces of darkness against us. When Satan refuses to move, you move him by force. And when the kingdom of God suffers violence, the violent must take it by force. As it is written in Matthew 11 and 17. Deuteronomy 28 and 2. It is written, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Heavenly Father, I command all your blessings to come on us and overtake us on this earth in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall thou be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of the cattle, the increase of thy kin, and the flock of the sheep. Heavenly Father, bless us in this city. Bless us in the field. Bless the fruit of our body, and bless all that pertains to us in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Heavenly Father, our goings in and comings out will always be a blessing to us. In Jesus' name, amen. It is written, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee in one way and flee seven ways. Heavenly Father, cause all our enemies, Satan and his agents, and all that have risen against us to be smitten before us, no matter the counsel of the wicked against us. I turn all into foolishness in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse and in all that thou settest thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Heavenly Father, I command all your blessings to come up on us and everyone on the prayer line and prosper all the works of thy hand. Anything I shall lay my hand upon from today shall prosper in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hand. And thou shalt lend them unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Heavenly Father, open unto me your good treasure and give me the former and latter rains of blessing. Bless all the works of our hands so that we will lend to many nations. I refuse to lack, and we refuse to borrow or beg all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. It is written, the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Heavenly Father, I accept your words as it is written of us, and I must continue to be the head and not the tail. I am the first and not the last. I am above all powers of darkness and not beneath. It is well with me in Jesus' name. Amen. In the merciful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, in any way I have sinned against myself in thought, word, and deed, I forgive myself in Jesus' name. This is forgiveness. I repent of every sin against myself, and I destroy all the hindrance of sin against me. I cancel all the works of darkness against me from sin in Jesus' name. Forgiving others. In the excellent name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I forgive all the people that have sinned against me in thought, word, and deed. I forgive all of them with all my heart, my soul, and my mind. Father, forgive me all for my sins. I have forgiven everyone that has sinned against me. Lead me not into temptation, and do not allow me to enter into temptation by myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Anointing for battle. In the anointed name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I lift up my hands towards you. Your heaven, I make a supernatural connection to your throne. Anoint me for battle like you anointed King David in Psalms 89, 20 through 24. Anoint me, O Lord, with your oil and empower me above all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and every spiritual wickedness in high places. I command the Holy Ghost power to fill me now as I go into battle in Jesus' name. I am blessed. The power of God is on me. Any demon or devil that touches me touches the apple of God's eye. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, amen. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Satan, listen to me. I am the ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I am the apple of God's eye himself, the captain of the Lord's army. Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself is my brother. He is the lily of the valley, the Lord of lords, the King of kings, the rose of Sharon, the ancient of days, the Alpha and the Omega, the captain of our salvation, the eternal rock of ages, the mighty man of war and greatest lion of the tribe of Judah. It is written, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Heavenly Father, I strongly believe that for me anything shall be impossible because I believe in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Heavenly Father, I know you cannot forget me, for I am the work of thy hand. Answer my prayers and let my joy be full. In Jesus' name, amen. It is written, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into, and ye shall live. Heavenly Father, cause my life to come unto me, my business, and all that belongs to me. I command every organ in me to be functioning fine in Jesus' name. Amen. It is written, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Heavenly Father, cause me to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. I claim dominion over everything that moves upon the earth in Jesus' name. Spiritual covering. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against all the spiritual coverings of the powers of darkness in the air, on the land, and in the sea. I command every spiritual covering against me to be destroyed. I destroy any power of darkness that is covering my wealth in the air, on the land, and in the sea. I bind all of your hindering demons. I command all of you to stand still as my prayers get to God without any hindrance. I command you to remain chained until after the rapture. In Jesus' name, amen. For spiritual weakness, in the mighty, powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come against all of you spirits of weakness, all of you spirits of weakness militating against me. No matter how you oppose me, I destroy your source of connecting me. I break the link between me and you in Jesus' name. I bind and destroy all of your demons that are causing spiritual and physical weakness in me. No matter where you demons are hiding in the air, on the land, and in the sea, from the north, south, east, and west, I command the dangerous fire of the Holy Spirit to destroy all of you in Jesus' name. From now onward, I will never be spiritually weak again. My business will not be weak again. I command the anointing of the Holy Ghost to fill me in Jesus' name. Poverty. In the cursed nullifying name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I come against all the curses of poverty in my life. No matter where they come from, I nullify all the forces of poverty which have been against me from the air, land, and sea, and from the whole four corners of the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. I nullify every curse of poverty against me from the lineage of my father and my mother. I nullify every curse of poverty from my hometown, from this land where I am living, and from this house I am living in Jesus' name. Amen. In the prosperous name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I come against all anti-prosperity demons that are hindering me from prospering the way you proposed for me. Your wicked anti-prosperity demons, I come against you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And at the time of Jesus, every knee must bow. Therefore, I command you to bow and quit in Jesus' name. I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. I command the Holy Ghost fire to destroy you wherever you are, in the air, on the land, and in the sea. I electrify the north, south, east, and west against you in Jesus' name. I bind you anti-prosperity demons, and I chain all of you together, and I cast all of you into eternal darkness. I lock you up with the judgment key, never to rise again until the judgment day of the Lord in Jesus' name. I cover everything that belongs to me with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in Jesus' name. Amen. Evil mark. In the healing, powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Almighty God, I bathe myself in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I command all the evil marks on me to manifest in Jesus Christ's name. For example, the evil marks of poverty, hatred, ill luck, loss, failure, death, unfruitfulness, sickness, unwholesome appearance, premature old age,
line unmuted,
lack of favor, witches, wizards, water spirits, curses, coverings, imitation, and victims of various kinds. I also command any evil mark Satan and his agents may have made on my body, my house, my office, my store, my business, my vehicle, my goods, my properties, projects, to manifest in Jesus' name. In the wonder-working name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I use the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Ghost to wipe out, erase, completely, destroy, totally, all of you evil marks made on me and against me. I cover your formal positions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I receive the Holy Ghost mark of prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen. Confusion among demons. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Almighty Father, your word says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I use the power in my tongue to create confusion among powers of darkness which are against me. I withdraw and destroy all the evil peace, evil agreement, evil accord, evil unity, evil love, evil happiness, evil understanding, evil communication, and evil gathering meant for my downfall in the supernatural. I command external and internal confusion to be in the midst of all of you demons. In Jesus' name, amen. Any century, any year, any month, any week, any day, an hour, any minute, any second, anywhere in the air, land, and sea, from the north, south, east, and west, that you devils shall gather for my sake or against me, I command Holy Ghost fire to scatter and destroy all of you in Jesus' name. It is written in Isaiah 48:22, saying, there is no place, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. It is also written in Proverbs 11:5, saying, the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. In Jesus' name, amen. Progress hindrance. In the prevailing name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, wonderful God, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. Proverbs 10:22, I come against all the powers of darkness that are hindering my progress in any way. I bind and destroy all the hindrances against me in the air, land, or sea. Holy Ghost, I command your fire to destroy any power or agent of Satan that is sitting on my promotion, my business, my progress, my success, my prosperity, my blessings, my wealth, my financial upliftment, my freedom. No matter the case of the hindrance, no matter the source of the hindrance, one thing I know and that I strongly believe, whoever Jesus, the Son of God, sets free is free indeed. Jesus has set me free from every hindrance of Satan and his agents. So I am free indeed. Spirit in the way money. In the divine progressive name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I come against all the powers of darkness that spirit away my money and other possessions, and I pray that they manifest in Jesus' name. I command both demonic and physical agents of Satan responsible in spiriting away my money to be bound and chained with fetters of iron in Jesus' name. I destroy any means, channel, power, link through which the enemies are spiriting away my funds. I command the Holy Ghost fire to destroy all the agents involved in spiriting away my money. I command all my money that have been spirited away to return to me in Jesus' name. I put the angels of the Lord in charge of all my money. I command you angels to build a strong hedge around all my possessions. Holy Ghost, I surrender all my possessions unto your care in Jesus' name. I command the Holy Ghost fire to destroy all the witches, wizards, mermaids, spirit men, spirit women, and spirit children, occult men, occult women, idols, mystic homes, agents of satanic curses, covenants, and imitations that spirit away my money. I destroy any evil money or anything which any man or woman, demon or devil has given to me, which serves as the means of spiriting away my money. I command the Holy Ghost fire to destroy such money and things in my possession. None of my money will ever disappear into the spirit camp again in Jesus' name. And I cover all my money with the blood of Jesus.
Line muted.
So at this time, we're going to go into the spiritual bank. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Almighty Father, I come against all spiritual banks in the whole world where Satan and his agents have banked my money. Wherever those spirit banks are situated in the air, land, and sea, I command them to manifest in Jesus' name. I command the Holy Ghost fire to destroy all those spirit banks wherever they are. I root out, I pull down, I destroy, and I throw down those spirit banks where my money is secretly banked. I bind and destroy all the demonic and physical agents who have been banking my money in the supernatural, no matter who you are, no matter your level, your rank, and area of operation. I use the blood of Jesus to destroy your powers. I command you to perish with your evil, never to rise again until the judgment day of the Lord in Jesus' name. I command all my money into spirit banks in the air, land, and sea to be released now. I command all my money to come back to me in Jesus' name. With God, nothing shall be impossible. As you come back to me, you will never go back to those spirit banks again. I cover all my money with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Return back to sender. In the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, the Bible says in Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whosoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I gather all of you, the evil that Satan and his agents have sent to me. I turn you back to face the way you came from. I command all of you to return to your sender and reap there whatever you have sown, 100-fold in Jesus' name. I turn all the counsel of the wicked against me into foolishness. 2 Samuel 15 and 31. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against me in judgment shall be condemned in Jesus' name. This is my heritage as a child of God, and my righteousness is of the Lord. Isaiah 54, 17. Stolen properties. In the mighty volcanic name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I raise up my hands against Satan and all his cohorts. It is written in John 10:10, saying that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Satan, you are a thief, and all you and your agents have stolen from me. You must restore sevenfold in Jesus' name. It is written in Proverbs 6:30-31, saying, when a thief is caught, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Satan, I have caught you and all your agents red-handed. You must restore all you have stolen from me. The word of God says that you must restore them to me. I command you to completely restore all my blessings. I command you to restore my blessings. In Jesus' name, I claim all my possessions now, and we are claiming property, we are claiming funds, we're claiming anything of your possession by faith. We are asking you to restore them. I cover my possessions with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I will never lose anything to Satan again in Jesus' name. Amen. Spiritual bombardment. In the perilous name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the death-conquering name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I destroy all the spiritual guards of the devil. I scatter the security network of the kingdom of darkness. I use the Holy Ghost bomb and missiles to demolish the kingdom of Satan. I rain down the blood of Jesus to neutralize all the powers and forces of darkness against me in the air, land, and sea. I destroy any coven, temple, shrine, idol, river, sea, land, air, tree, spirit home, where the enemies have kept my image, my picture, my fingernails, my clothes, my hair, my youth properties, any part of my body, and other things which belong to me. I command the Holy Ghost fire to destroy all these evil sinners in the powerful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I release 12 legions of the angels of the Lord to keep on bombarding this kingdom of darkness until the last of my blessings, miracles, possessions, and prosperity is released to me. Let there be no peace in the kingdom of darkness until I possess all my possessions in Jesus' name. Amen. In the excellent name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. When you say yes, no man can say no. And when you say no, no man can say yes. Satan, in Jesus' name, I command you to release all my blessings, which you have hung in the supernatural. I destroy all your strong rooms where you have kept my blessings. I command Holy Ghost fire to destroy all the power that have kept my blessings for so long. I destroy your prison rooms where you have put in custody the angels of my miracles. I release all of you angels that God has sent to bring my miracles in Jesus' name. I receive all the blessings that God has sent to me through you, angels of God, and I command all my miracles to manifest in Jesus' name. Amen. Locking the door. In the mighty prevailing name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I close, seal, lock up all the entrances through which Satan and his agents might come for me again. I break the contract between me and all powers of darkness. Holy Ghost, you know all the doors and where they are located. I join hands with you to seal them up forever. I use the Holy Ghost key to lock up those doors, never to be reopened until the judgment day of the Lord, in Jesus' name. Divine favor.
In the favorable name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I use the Holy Ghost, super saying, for by thy words shall thou be justified, and by thy words shall thou be condemned. Father, justify me by my word. In Jesus' name, Matthew 12:37. I bind and cast out of my life the spirit of hatred and all the work of the flesh assigned against me. I command the divine favor of God to pursue me, overtake me, come upon me, and dwell in me. I also ask for the angel of goodness and mercy to follow me all the days of my life in Jesus' name. From today onwards, I must be the first. I must be the head. I must pin only. I must prosper anywhere the sole of my feet shall tread upon. I will possess any good thing I lay my hand to do shall prosper. I must be blessed in the land of the living. The blessed shall call me blessed, and I will lend out and not borrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Dedication. In the merciful name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I dedicate and rededicate myself, my family, my home, my business, my office, my workshop, my house, my vehicle, my money, my spiritual life, and my belongings to you in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, from now onward, you are my caretaker, my father, my mother, my brother, my sister, my teacher, my comforter, and my director. I surrender everything you have given me into your hand. I make you my refuge all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Covenant of peace and progress. In the victorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Heavenly Father, I enter into a covenant of peace with you. All the days of my life, I must have peace because the peace, the Prince of Peace, Jesus died for me that I might live in peace. In Jesus' name. I also enter into a covenant of prosperity with you, the richest man. Jesus died for my sake that I might be rich. Father, lead me into a pure and perfect way of prosperity and righteousness in Jesus' name. I now believe with my whole heart, mind, and soul that I have peace and I must begin to prosper from now on in Jesus' name. Amen. So now we're going to go to the blood of Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to give you a little information about the blood of Jesus because we talked about it before. Cleansing. The blood of Jesus possesses cleansing power. If there is any form of dirt, of filth in your life or environment, the blood of Jesus will cleanse them. In fact, before you move into a new apartment or house, you should sanitize it and the surroundings with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Deliverance. When you call the blood of Jesus into operation, it causes the enemy to flee because it contains the life of God. It sets people free from bondage. It can heal all forms of infirmity. When you plead the blood of Jesus, things begin to happen. It also protects. It also life-giving power to revive anyone or anything that is dead. It could be marriage, finances, business, or whatever. The blood also is yoke-breaking. Whenever you plead the blood of Jesus, people and things are set free from any kind of yoke. Overcoming power. Doors open and power to open every door that has been closed against good things in the life of a person are open. The blood of Jesus, it dissolves. It's a battle dissolving power that makes the enemies go in disarray. It promotes power and energy. It's a breakthrough power. It's a miracle receiving power. It's a poison destroying power. Many have been poisoned physically or spiritually, but the blood of Jesus neutralizes such poisons and flushes them out of the system. The blood of Jesus is mountain-moving power. The blood of Jesus is a demon-paralyzing power. Amen.
and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So if you want your things to come, if you want your right things to come back to you, Alex, amen. Let's pray this with power. Lord Jesus, I pray that the Lord will uphold you with his hand of righteousness and you will not fall or fail in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord will write your name in the book of life and nothing shall by any means rub it off in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, these are some prayer points. Amen. You can repeat after me. The blood of Jesus, deliver me by fire in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, deliver me by fire in the name of
Jesus.
I command all my blessings confiscated by rulers of darkness
to be released
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command all my blessings,
confiscated
by rulers of darkness,
to
be released, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I cut myself off.
I cut myself off.
I cut myself off
from every territorial, spirit. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I cut myself off.
I cut myself off.
Cut myself off.
From every territorial.
From every territorial.
Every territorial.
Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Spirit in the name of Jesus.
I command all demonic.
I command all demonic.
I command all demonic.
Reverse gears.
Reverse gears.
Reverse gears.
Installed.
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 To hinder my progress.
To hinder my progress.
To hinder my progress.
To be roasted.
To be roasted.
To be roasted.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command all demonic.
I command all demonic.
All demonic.
Reverse gears.
Reverse gears.
Reverse gears.
Installed.
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 To hinder my progress.
To hinder my progress.
Hinder my progress.
To be roasted.
To be roasted.
To be roasted.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Bear all my physical,
and
spiritual
burdens.
Now,
now,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Bear all my physical.
Bear all my physical.
Bear all my physical.
And spiritual burdens.
And spiritual burdens.
And spiritual burdens.
Now,
now.
Now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every power in the heavenly.
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 On earth.
On earth.
On earth.
And in the sea.
And in the sea.
In the sea.
Hindering the angel.
Hindering the angel.
Hindering the angel.
Of my blessings.
Of my blessings.
Of my blessings.
Die.
Die.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every owner.
Every owner.
Every owner.
Of evil load.
Of evil load.
Of evil load.
Carry your load.
Carry your load.
Carry your load.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of
every
Jesus.
Owner.
Every owner.
Every owner.
Of evil load.
Of evil load.
Of evil load.
Carry your load.
Carry your load.
Carry your load.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Pursue my pursuers.
Pursue my
pursuers.
Pursue
my pursuers.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Pursue my pursuers.
Pursue my pursuers.
Pursue my pursuers.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Arise.
Arise.
And
arise.
Fight my battle.
And fight my battle.
Fight my battle.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Arise.
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 And fight my battle.
And fight my battle.
Fight my battle.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the
name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Pursue poverty.
Pursue poverty.
Pursue poverty.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Pursue poverty.
Pursue poverty.
Out of my life.
Out of my life.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every power.
Every power.
Every power.
Assigned to follow me.
Assigned to follow me.
Follow me.
To destroy me.
To destroy me.
To destroy me.
Die.
Die.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every power.
Every power.
Every power.
Assigned.
Assigned.
To follow me.
To follow me.
To destroy me.
To destroy me.
Destroy me.
Die.
Die.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I clear the pipeline.
I clear the pipeline.
Clear the pipeline
of my breakthrough.
Of my breakthrough.
My breakthrough.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
I clear the pipeline.
I clear the pipeline.
Of my breakthrough.
Of my breakthrough.
My breakthrough.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So that was our dangerous prayers today. And everyone on the line, we are all in agreement mentally, and you should have things beginning to happen in your life because you confess with your mouth in the name of Jesus. Amen. So if we agree together, amen. You have to see something moving in your life by the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus, we need it every day. When we walk out of our house, we need the blood of Jesus. As you can see, when we watch the TV, we pray for those. We need the blood of Jesus over our life, over our, anoint your house, anoint your car. We need it over us when we go out. Because these people out here do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are dealing with Antichrist going up and down the street. And we never know what may happen, what may jump off, because they are still walking in darkness. Amen. So we want to make sure that the blood of Jesus is over our life and our things. Hallelujah. And our Lord Jesus Christ will protect us. Amen. And so today, those were our dangerous prayers, our supercharged prayers. Amen. And this is getting to the root of it. So whatever you are dealing with, whatever you're dealing with, in the name of Jesus, continue every day to say a prayer. Continue to thank him. And you will see things moving in your life, I promise you. I can't promise you, but Jesus promises you that his prayers will be answered. Amen. And I am one to say he has moved all the time in my life. I will stand up before anyone and everyone and tell them when I pray to the Lord about something, it is answered. Amen. And he will do the same for you. So just make sure, we just did all this praying. Make sure that you give him some praise, something every day. And you will see things moving and changing in your life. We just activated the blood of Jesus in your life. And you will see your money. You will see things happening all of a sudden. But just know when you see these good things happening for you, this is the Lord moving in your life. This is no stroke of luck. This is nothing nobody did. This is the Lord showing you he's moving in your life. Amen? Amen. So I want to, at this time, I have Kendra Cole with her poem. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Go ahead, Sister Kendra.
Thank you, Sister Alexandra. So today's poem is called Time is Ticking. Moments are passing, time is ticking, but what are you doing? Years keep on rolling, you're aging. What are you storing? Kids keep increasing, you're aging. Are you even investing? Moments are passing, time is ticking. Stop saying, start doing. Earth is now rooting for destruction. Why aren't you changing? Yet, Kindman is preaching by changing. Folks, we must be repenting. Amen. Thank you, Sister Alexandra. Now turn over to Sister Alexandra.
Amen. Was someone calling my name? Okay, at this time, we're going to ask Pastor Paige. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I just wanted to say amen. The trumpet. She has sounded the trumpet, and whenever the trumpet sound, it says they gave a shout. They Shabbat God, they Shabbat God, they Shabbat God. And since the trumpet has sounded, she has sounded the trumpet, I'd just like everybody to Shabbat God right now. that means to give a shout. Because when you're giving a shout, you're saying, I got the victory. I got the victory. You shout for the victory. Hallelujah. So let me hear everybody. If you believe what she has spoken, she has already blew the trumpet. So now we need to Shabbat God. We need to praise God for his goodness and his mercy that endured forever. So now is the time for a praise. You know, whenever you went out and she has done battle. Now, when you know you got the victory, then you always shout. So let's hear everybody give a shout to God right now. Come
Hallelujah.
See, that's what it's all about. The words, when she gave the words, she sounded the trumpet. The trumpet was blowing. It was sounding an alarm. Saying, these things are over. These things is done. These things have come to pass. Your battle is over. God will fight your battle. The angels are fighting your battle. And because you know you got victory, God said you give Shabbat. Shabbat means to shout, not just to say it, but to shout it.
Amen.
And everywhere you look in the Bible, wherever Israel gave a great shout, when they gave a great shout, then God began to fight their enemies. Now, if you want to win, want this battle won, all you got to do is do the praise and then the shouting, and God will do the fighting. Hallelujah. 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 So if you want God to fight for you today, you heard the word, shout. And don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. We can't be ashamed to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The word has gone forth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're bringing that to pass. Thank you, Lord, that you've done it. Thank you, Lord, that the blood has already been shed. Thank you, Lord, that you have given us the victory. Thank you, God, that you've already caused us to triumph.
Hallelujah.
When you triumph, it means you have success.
Hallelujah.
You talk about the finances. Amen. You got to shout for your triumph. Have success in your finance. Triumph means to have success in your business. Triumph means to have success in your life. Triumph means to have success in whatever you're doing. But we got to give God praise for it so that you do it. Now, that's all it takes for you to get the battle won. It's just to shout and give a praise.
Thank you.
I guess we got time. Somebody got a praise today. Praise report or anything you got today.
Amen. This is Sister Alexandra. So last week when I told you guys to pray. Yes. No, this is Sister Kendra. I'm sorry. But last week you guys prayed for me for my financial blessing. So the Lord blessed me with a check. So I thank God that I'm able to pay my bills this upcoming month in the name of Jesus. The Lord send the check. ASAP. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my blessings. I thank you, Lord, for giving me another day. I thank you, Lord, for waking me up today. All this week has been blessed. I've been blessed coming in, blessed coming out in the name of Jesus. I'm blessed. I'm covered in the blood of Jesus, and I just thank God for another blessed day. I thank you, God, for giving a praise report to have something to come back to share with you guys. So I'm letting you know that the Lord has blessed me with some with funds and my finances in my life. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus, for the finance and the blessing and the favor and the love and the good health in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's somebody else. I want to give that praise. Let us know you got it.
This is Sister Alexandra. I just want to thank the Lord for just giving me this to say, amen, because it needed to be said. And I thank the Lord that he got my Bible here on time. I ordered a new Bible, and it said it would not get here to Saturday. And I was like, Lord, if I could just get my Bible on Friday before I go on. And lo and behold, this morning at the door early, about 7 a clock is aborted, my Bible was delivered. That's what I'm saying. See how quick God is. It was delivered at 7 this morning. My daughter said, Mom, they just delivered your Bible. I couldn't believe it. But I can believe it because I know with God, nothing is impossible. I was just like, Lord, if I could get that Bible before I go on. And I got it, and he gave it to me. Thank you, Lord. And I was just, that's how fast God works. That's what I'm telling you because it was on my heart. I was like, wow, it's going to take a long time to get here. I said, I wish it could get here before I get online. And look at God made it happen. I ain't never had a package delivered that early before. Never. But it came this morning at 7 o'clock. I was like, woo, I must have been the first one on his list. But look how God moved. But I got it. Amen. So that's what I'm sure telling you. That's how God show up in your life. Amen. When you walk with the Lord, when you pray, when you do the things that you're supposed to do, God will always show up on time. He is never late. I'm late, but he's always on time. He's there before me. Amen? So I'm just thankful for the Lord. I'm just thankful for the Lord because what more can I do but continue to praise and give glory and honor? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there someone else?
Amen. This is Brother Lee from Vegas. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I truly thank God. I went to the doctors for you know how we give our car a checkup. I haven't had a physical over 30 years.
Wow.
So by the grace of God, I was able to do that, and I came back with a great bill of health. My heart, my blood pressure was. I think it was 118/76. My oxygen was at 8. It was at 98%. And I was just ecstatic because over 30 years I ain't had no physical. I could have been all jacked up and not even know it. You know what I mean?
Amen. Amen.
And I just thank God for being a. I thank God for being a physician of physicians. You know, he's the doctor of all doctors.
Yeah,
you know?
Amen.
It's so true. If you want to be kept, he'll keep you. If he kept me in great health for 30 years, he can do it for me. He can do it for anybody.
Thank you, man.
I went to the natural doctor. The natural doctor say one thing, but God got the final say so.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
I just give God the praise for that. And I also went to the eye doctor, and that's been over like 30 years. And I know I needed reading glasses, and they called me up. I went and I got my eyes tested, and I got reading glasses now. Now I can read. You know? No, I mean, I could read before, you know what I'm saying, but it was a little blurry. But I got it to where I could wear them. My distance is good. I could drive, you know what I'm saying. But the glasses I got prescription glasses. Also, they got the bifocals. I can read, and I can keep them on. I can keep them on or not to, or just use them for reading. And I just thank God. I just thank God for everything. And I got an appointment next month to go to the dentist. So I'm going to get my mouth all checked. I'm going to be looking real good in Jesus' name.
Amen. Look at God. God's fixing you on up.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, wee. What a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good.
Is there somebody else?
Ooh,
wee. What a blessing. Come on. Somebody else. Go ahead. Need to go on kill it now so you can have it.
That's right.
Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
Well, you know, I'm counting my blessings day by day, Pastor. I got blessings coming after blessings. Each day of health, 60 years old in perfect health. Glory to God.
You know, amen.
Look at God. Amen. Look at God.
No high blood pressure, no sugar, no nothing. I'm thanking the Lord every day. My pockets
Hallelujah.
Is full. I done ate too much, which means he prepared the table in the presence of my enemies. You know, glory to God. My God is just too good to me, and I just can't help but to give him praise and glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Is there anybody else that just want to give your praise today and so that God can continue to bless you? That's why God bless you, so you can tell somebody about it.
Hey, that's right. Amen. A testimony. Amen.
Amen. So if there's someone else, God has blessed you. We're going to give a testimony before we go. Amen. And get off the line. But it's time to give everybody an opportunity to say something, to give a praise, have a praise report or whatever. You heard the prayer that she prayed. You heard the word. The word went forth. And now you can claim your blessing in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Was there somebody else?
Oh.
Amen. Well, if there's nobody else, we're gonna let's get together and be dismissed. And we thank God for this service, this line today. You can call it a service, but the word of God did go forth. Amen. And because the word of God went forth, if we heed to that word and thank God for that word,
line unmuted.
And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the God of heaven be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide within you, henceforth now and forevermore. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless at his presence with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God be glory, honor, and praise and majesty in Jesus' name. As you dismiss from this line, we give praise in Jesus' name. Just let everybody say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. And you guys have a beautiful weekend. Take care.
Y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed.
God bless.
Y'all be blessed. Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living out on an A. Not have seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I've been forgiving, now I'm living.
I
love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You were left, but I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember, I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him.
love, 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 love,